whatever. I wouldn't have to. And it's not that a preacher don't want to, but he just wants the Lord to have his way. Willing way. Sure it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Preacher Winkler says it's good to be in the Lord's house when he's at home. I say amen to that. Good to be saved by the grace of God on the way home, isn't it? And this will do when we get home. And it's not home, but it'll do when we get there. I like that, don't you? I appreciate the Lord for a place along the way till we get to the place that we're headed to. And we're not there, not by a long way, but we're well on our way. I thank God for that. Appreciate the blessing of the Lord. Appreciate the blessing of this week. The invitation Brother Powers extended to us to be here in these days. I appreciate that kind invitation and use the church. Appreciate your welcome and prayers for us and kindness toward us. You've always been good to us, and I thank you for your kindness toward us as we endeavor to labor together with you in these days. And I appreciate every act of kindness you've shown toward us. And the Lord blessing us with the privilege to be here. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I want to read from James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James chapter number 1. If you haven't obeyed the Lord, need to. Before I read, you help yourself. Don't you quench the Spirit of the Lord. James chapter 1. I'll begin in verse 13. James chapter 1, verse number 13. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the reading of the Word of God, for the blessings to be in this meeting this week with these people. Thank you for the church you planted here, for the good pastor. I pray your blessings on him and them as they labor. And Lord, as they work in the vineyard, as Lord, they're endeavoring to do your will, give them knowledge and wisdom, give them strength and power. Bless, Lord, them, I pray. Use them greatly, Father. Thank you for these that have come tonight from different places to worship. Thank you for your presence among us, the songs, the testimonies, Lord. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I thank you tonight for the privilege to sit a while among the people of God and worship with the children of God and feel your presence tonight in our midst. Help me now to say what you want said. Help me to be pliable and usable in your hands. Give us, Lord, unction and utterance tonight. Speak to our hearts from the Word of God. Save sinners that are here among us tonight. Speak to the saints. Encourage and discourage. Let us see your glory tonight. Have your way among us, Lord. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. In Jesus' lovely name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I'd like to talk to you in just a few moments tonight, if God would help me. On the other side of sin. Tried to preach, I think it was Wednesday night, on the other side of the storm. But I'd like tonight to talk to you just a minute on the other side of sin. Now, sin in our day, in our nation, is glorified. The Bible teaches us that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
That's right.
I realize today that sin has been camouflaged, sin has been decorated, sin has been painted in a different light in our society today. And they don't want to call sin what it is. They want to make it something else. And I want to say to you, friend, in our text tonight, the writer James reminded us that when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. I want to say to you tonight, regardless of what sin may look like on this side, there is the other side of sin tonight. And the other side of sin is not pretty tonight. The other side of sin tonight is not beautiful. That is true. Man preached years ago from the area where I'm from, and he said that sin, my friend, is pretty, but it changes colors. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, Satan will show you one side of sin, but he never shows the other side of sin. I say tonight, the Bible does say that there is pleasure in sin for a season. And Satan and society and even your rotten flesh yourself will only allow you or only want you to see the pleasure side of sin. But there's a penalty side of sin. I want to say, friend, that the sin that brings forth death. The wages of sin is death. And that has not changed, though it's 2007. Amen. And those folks will say that sinful practice and sinful indulgence is okay today. It does not change the penalty of it. Oh, hear me, friend. It still brings forth death. Are you listening to me? God help us. Satan lied, my friend, to Eve. He beguiled her in the beginning. And I say he's still preaching the same lie. That's right. He's preaching the same gospel. If you'll have it, amen. And he does have a gospel, amen. Paul said to us, my friend, that there was another gospel. There was another spirit. There was another Jesus. You better be careful what gospel you believe, amen. We better believe the gospel of God's salvation. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. And so there's the other side of sin. Let me just briefly mention, you know this tonight, but for some reason I feel impressed to say tonight, for Eve, there was the other side of sin. Here she looks at that fruit. Here she looks at that tree that, my friend, is good for food. Satan says, you'll not surely die if you eat of what God said not to eat of. And when she beholds that fruit, that it's one that can make one wise, that it's one that's good for food. But she takes, my friend, of the fruit. By the way, all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Every sin that's ever committed, every sin always falls under the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Every one of them. And he beheld that. My friend, it sparkled in her eyes. She saw it was good for food. She saw, my friend, that it would make her wise. Satan said she'll be as God, knowing good and evil. Oh, hear me, friend. And oh, how humanity has tried to be God. Amen. As a matter of fact, that's humanism today. Is trying to make humans God. Amen. I want to tell you, friend, God help us. But the other side of sin, she took of it. She ate of it. She gave to Adam. And he also ate. But I remind you, there was the other side of sin. That was the enjoyable side. That was the desirous side. That was the pleasurable side. But there was my friend, something about the other side of sin. Her eyes and Adam's eyes were opened. Naked they were. They sewed to themselves fig leaves that covered their nakedness from one another. But when the voice of the Lord God was heard walking in the garden in the cool of day, it did not cover their nakedness from him. Oh, hear me. And they hid themselves. That's the other side of sin. The shame, the guilt that it brings to a person. That's right.
Amen.
God called Adam on the carpet. Adam said it was the woman. The woman said it was the serpent. But God cursed them all. The serpent, the ground. By way of the woman and the man. Oh, yes. And oh, hear me, friend. That day when she walked out of the Garden of Eden, the place she could call home. That's right. And I found shadow something. There is something about the nature of a woman that she likes consistency. She likes a place, my friend, where she can call home. That's right. That is true. But now, my friend, what she had had, her home was home no more. And God drove them out of the Garden of Eden and put that flaming sword to keep the way of the tree of life and no way back in. I want to say that was the other side of sin. Amen. That's right. Her sorrow was multiplied in conception and childbirth. That's the other side of sin. Are you listening to me? Hey, God, her desire was for her husband and he would rule over her. That's the other side of sin. Are you listening to me? God help. I want to tell you, friend, sin sure looks different on the other side. Oh, it may look like it's pleasurable and profitable on this side. But remember, there's always the other side of sin. And then that boy's born. Then that second child's born. But there comes a day, hear me, friend, when the youngest didn't come home. And the eldest, my friend, is marked by God. And she realizes, my friend, about the other side of sin. Oh, hear me, friend. There's the other side of sin tonight. Hear me, friend. And the other side, my friend, is just as real as this side tonight. Hey, friend, that was a Virgil, old Tennessee preacher, preached ever since 1978. If you don't get rid of sin, sin, I'll get rid of you. Amen. You can't rid yourself of sin. Oh no. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can wash you and cleanse you and make you whole. But I tell you, friend, tonight, the other side of sin is death. It started that day in the garden. They died spiritually. Death in the scriptures. A temper means separation. And man was separated from his creator. And he was and to die physically. Amen. And death will separate you from this world and from friends and loved ones and neighbors. Amen. But there's a part of sin that's called the second death. That's eternal separation. That's exactly right. I hear me praying. Oh, and to be eternally separated from God and His love. That's the end result. Sin, friend. That's the other side of mine. It doesn't look too my friend appetizing now. At the end, and I say to you tonight, that it seems so pleasurable, hey God, and powerful, hey God, like tonight, in the end, it'll bring eternal and everlasting damnation to you tonight. Amen. Amen. The other side of sin. The other side of sin. I want to say in David's life there was an other side of sin. Amen. Now when he looked at that woman bathing on that rooftop, and she was a beautiful woman, and he inquired who she was. Amen. And when he found out who she was, he ought to stop right where he's at. Oh, but somebody said she'd bet Sheba the wife of Uriah. Amen. That's a stop sign. Amen. God help us. I know society don't think much about that today, but that's a stop sign.
Amen. That's exactly right. That's a stop sign, friend. I don't care if you are single. Thank God when you run upon someone that's the wife or the husband of somebody else, that's a stop sign for you.
Amen.
Thank God, David. My friend was mighty. He was king. He'd been ruling all those years now. Everything was going his way. My, I'll tell you, friend. But he desired that woman and he took her. And she hearkened to him. And they committed adultery. Hey, friend. And he sent her back to her house. And said, oh, just put it under the rug and that's it. But there's the other side of sin.
Amen.
She's a child. Well, I've got her husband down here. Only problem is, my friend, Uriah, my friend will not come to his wife. Thank God where they can say that the child is his. And David has to put him in the forefront of the battle and have him killed. Oh, him, my friend. Oh, and when he does, finally, Bathsheba mourns the days that are set aside. And now she comes back, my friend, and becomes David's wife, and looks like nobody knows, but God sees it, and there's the other side of sin.
Amen. Amen.
That baby's born. That was born out of sin. Amen. I got a feeling that baby lived a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Amen. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't live a few years. Amen. That Bible said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the hearts of the sons of men are set in them to do evil.
Amen.
In other words, because they don't pay tomorrow, think they got by. Since they don't pay tomorrow for what they've done today, man thinks he's getting by. But I tell you, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. It may have not come up yet, but it will come up.
You're right. Amen.
It will come up.
Amen.
The other side of sin. I'm trying to talk to you about it tonight. Thank God. I'm telling you. Thank God. No. That side of sin. Thank God. All he thought about. That was pacifying and satisfying. And the rest of his flesh. Amen. And that sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. God said, David, I see what you've done. And God smote that child. Amen.
Amen.
He sure did.
Yes, sir.
And the child lay dying. David prayed. God said, I'm going to take it. Nathan told him, he is the man.
Right.
And the sword would never depart from his house.
That's right.
Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When that baby dies, David realizes there's the other side of sin.
Amen. Amen.
When David's own son commits incest with his daughter, he realizes there's the other side of sin.
That's right.
When David, my friend, is walking out of Jerusalem with his head bowed, thank God, and his son looks like he's going to take the throne from him, he realizes there's the other side of sin. When David stands, as the messengers come and tell him that his son Absalom has been slain and he's hanging in a tree by the hair of his head, and three darts have been thrown through his heart, David realizes there's the other side of sin. Amen. In his old age, when David has a loathsome disease in his loins, and his loved ones and friends stand afar off from him because they're afraid of the judgment of God that's held his life, and the very stink and stench of his sin now smells. I tell you, friend, he remembers that there's the other side of sin. And you better remember it tonight before you indulge, before you yield to temptation, before that pretty picture that Satan and the world punish before you. You better remember there's the other side
of
sin. The other side of sin. The other side of sin. If you're unsaved tonight, there's another side of sin if you're saved tonight. You better believe that's right. Amen. Oh, hear me. The other side of sin. Now, I want to just, for a minute, talk to you about the other side of sin. Amen. Oh, preventive medicine. Amen. And the old saying was, an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. That is true. I want to say just a word or two to you tonight. I preached on the other side of a storm on Wednesday night. Brother Toby mentioned this text where the Bible tells us that Jesus, on certain day, got in the ship and said to his disciples, let us pass over to the other side. There's the other side of the sea. And then when they got in the sea, there was a storm because of the other side of the storm. May I say there is the other side to the storm tonight. There's the other side. On the other side of the storm, there was a great calm. I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
He said to the winds and waves, peace, be still.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Bible said the winds and the waves laid down and ceased. And there was a great calm. There was calm before the storm, but there's a great calm after the storm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I don't like storms, but I tell you, I like experiencing them great calms. Amen.
Amen.
And on the other side of your storm, there'll always be a great calm if the Lord's on board.
That's right.
On the other side of the storm, there's a great confession. What manner of man is this that even the winds and waves obey him?
Amen.
There's something on the other side, hallelujah,
yeah,
of the storm, a great confession. I'll tell you what you fail to see on this side of the storm. When you get in the storm and get through the storm and He speaks peace to your storm, you'll realize that there's nobody like Him.
Yeah.
What manner of man, my God, can say even to the winds and the waves, how to be still, and they do. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm convinced that some of our storms are so we can realize that He's really who He is tonight. I do think that's right.
Amen.
Much like the widow woman in Elijah's day, here's the man that she's going to the barrel, she's going to the cruise morning after morning, and it's, thank God, it's staying. Thank God there's enough to fix for her and for the man of God and for her son. Hey, friend, but it's not till her son dies and it raises him from the dead that she says, I know now that thou art a man of God. Oh, my. Seems like day-to-day miracles sometimes go over our heads. And sometimes God has to put us in a storm where we can realize that He is.
Amen.
What matter to me. But on the other side of that storm, not only was there great calm and a great, amen, confession, there was a great conversion.
You're right.
When they got to the other side of the sea, they went into the land of the Gadarenes. My, my. Sometimes it'll do us good to go to the other side. There's in Galilee. There's in the land of the Jews. There's in the land of, well, though it was, my friend, synagogue worship, there was some reality in some of the people's lives. I know they had the Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees. We still got them today. Hypocrites, they're still around. But there was some reality. But in that country, the Gadarenes was idol worship. In that country, the Gadarenes, thank God, is only interested in silver and gold. That's right. Hey, hear me, friend. Oh, what a terrible place. It do us good sometimes to go to the other side. Jesus took His disciples to the other side. Thank God. And they met a man. Thank God, when they got out of the boat and on the shore, they met a man. Thank God, that came out of the tombs. A man that was naked. A man that had got on the other side of sin. Oh, hear me, friend. A sin had such a hold on his life. A sin had so wrecked and ruined. A sin had it so enslaved that it drove him absolutely crazy. And he cried and went up and down the mountains and in the tombs and cut himself with stones and nobody could tame him. That's the other side of sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I want you to see just a minute the other side of sin. Oh, when sin gets to that point, I'm glad of the Savior. Hallelujah. That stepped off on that shore. Hallelujah. And they cried, what are you doing here? Let us alone. Give us leave. Thank God they went into the hogs. Thank God 2,000 ran into the water and were drowned. Amen. Oh, bless his name. And when we see that fella that is called Legion, because so many devils was in him, a legion of devils, the Bible said, my God, and when we see him the next time, he's clothed and sitting at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. Hallelujah. What are you preaching about? I'm talking about the other kind of sin. If sin's got to the point that it's enslaving and caused you to go absolutely crazy, hallelujah, ruined and wretched, why aren't you glad tonight there's the other side, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The family of the Pope, the people of that country give up hope. I mean, they're bound with chains and fetters. They couldn't do no good. They just tried to avoid where he is at. Hallelujah. But that's the reason Jesus come across the sea. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. The very reason Jesus took the boat and come through the storm. Hey, God was to get to this fellow. Oh,
yes.
I'm glad he came for me, aren't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there was the other side. Hallelujah. When they all give up hope and said sins, thank God bound them and enslaved them, and that's it. It's over with. Hallelujah. I'm glad the blessed Savior. I said, I've come. I'm going to do something about it. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. And when the crowd saw him, it scared him. How did Jesus could do such a thing? How did set the demoniac man? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, leave us. He started to get on the boat. And that demonic man said, let me follow you. I want to go with you. He said, return to thy house and go show thy friends what great things the Lord has done for me and had compassion on me. I'm thankful there's the other side tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name tonight. Sin would have left us all in the gutter. Sin would have left us all in shambles tonight. But I'm glad of he that crossed the sea of time and came to this world and lifted us up above sin and delivered us and saved us by his grace tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what a Savior tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's the other side to that old sinful life. Amen. I'm looking tonight at a lot of you that's on this other side. I'm talking about on the God side, the saved side, the redeemed side, the forgiven side, the pardoned side, the cleansed side. Amen. Hallelujah. Not because you deserved it, not because you merited it, amen, but simply because of his grace tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Shout on, testify on, pray on, preach on, praise on. It's all right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To be on this side.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. But the Lord keeps saying, pass over to the other side. Hallelujah. I'm going to pass from death to life. Hallelujah. And one day I'm going to pass from this side to the other side. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm in Christ. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm forgiven. But I've got to see a maker. I've got a sinful body that I have to put up with. Amen.
Yes.
I have to carry around an old dead body. Hey, friend, I have to battle this flesh. But thank God there's coming a blessed Lord. But I'm going to move from this side to the other side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saved, being saved, and going to be saved. Hallelujah. I like that, don't you? Thank God. Oh, now is my salvation nearer than when I believe. Hallelujah. What are you waiting on? Thank God. I'm saved by grace through faith, but yet I'm saved by hope. Thank God. You mean there's more way, one way to be saved? No. Thank God. Thank God. My soul's salvation is by grace and through faith. Hey, thank God, getting from God what I don't deserve. Thank God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has put me in right standing. Has made me justified in His sight. That I'm saved by hope. Hey, thank God. And it's a blessed hope. Thank God. And what am I hoping for? The redemption of my body. And the redemption of a purchased possession. And just as He cleaned me up on the inside and made a new creature in Christ, and a new man, come a blessed morning, when this mortal, I'll put on immortality, and this corruption, I'll put on incorruption, and I'm going to move from this side, to the other side, I'll say hallelujah, blessed night, hallelujah, amen, oh yeah, upside, hallelujah. And there's going to be no sin on the upside. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What side are you on tonight? Oh, man. I wonder what side you're on tonight. Are you on the other side? The right side. First time I ever heard Brother Milby from Kentucky preached on the ark. And he sung a little song I'll never forget. One door and only one. And yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On which side are you? Amen. Oh, it's still that same way tonight. Hallelujah. You're on one side of the door or the other. I'm on the inside. Which side are you on tonight? Hallelujah. Bless His name. Everybody stand, please. I'm through preaching.